Tractate 26. John 6. 41-59. Part 1. When our Lord Jesus Christ, as we have heard in the Gospel when it was read, had said that he was himself the bread which came down from heaven, the Jews murmured and said, "Is not Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven?" These Jews were far off from the bread of heaven, and knew not how to hunger after it. They had the jaws of their heart languid, with open ears they were deaf, they saw and stood blind. This bread, indeed, requires the hunger of the inner man, and hence he saith in another place, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." But the Apostle Paul says that Christ is for us righteousness. And, consequently, he that hungers after this bread, hungers after righteousness, that righteousness however which cometh down from heaven, the righteousness that God gives, not that which man works for himself. For if man were not making a righteousness for himself, the same apostle would not have said of the Jews, "For, being ignorant of the righteousness of God, and wishing to establish their own righteousness, they are not subject to the righteousness of God." Of such were these who understood not the bread that cometh down from heaven, because being satisfied with their own righteousness, they hungered not after the righteousness of God. What is this, God's righteousness and man's righteousness? God's righteousness here means, not that wherein God is righteous, but that which God bestows on man, that man may be righteous through God. But again, what was the righteousness of those Jews? A righteousness wrought of their own strength, on which they presumed, and so declared themselves as if they were fulfillers of the law by their own virtue. But no man fulfills the law but he whom grace assists, that is, whom the bread that cometh down from heaven assists. For the fulfilling of the law, as the Apostle says in brief, is charity. Charity, that is, love, not of money, but of God, love, not of earth nor of heaven, but of him who made heaven and earth. Whence can man have that love? Let us hear the same, "The love of God," saith he, "is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us. Wherefore, the Lord, about to give the Holy Spirit, said that himself was the bread that came down from heaven, exhorting us to believe on him. For to believe on him is to eat the living bread. He that believes eats, he is sated invisibly, because invisibly is he born again. A babe within, a new man within. Where he is made new, there he is satisfied with food." What then did the Lord answer to such murmurers? "Murmur not among yourselves." As if he said, "I know why you are not hungry, and do not understand nor seek after this bread. Murmur not among yourselves, no man can come unto me, except the Father that sent me draw him." Noble excellence of grace! No man comes unless drawn. There is whom he draws, and there is whom he draws not. Why he draws one and draws not another, do not desire to judge, if thou desirest not to err. Accept it at once and then understand, thou art not yet drawn? Pray that thou mayest be drawn. What do we say here, brethren? If we are drawn to Christ, it follows that we believe against our will, so then is force applied, not the will moved. A man can come to church unwillingly, can approach the altar unwillingly, partake of the sacrament unwillingly, but he cannot believe unless he is willing. If we believed with the body, men might be made to believe against their will. But believing is not a thing done with the body. Here the Apostle, "With the heart man believeth unto righteousness." And what follows? "And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." That confession springs from the root of the heart. Sometimes thou hearest a man confessing, and knowest not whether he believes. But thou oughtest not to call him one confessing, if thou shouldest judge him to be one not believing. For to confess is this, to utter the thing that thou hast in thy heart. If thou hast one thing in thy heart, and another thing on thy tongue, thou art speaking, not confessing. Since, then, with the heart man believeth on Christ, which no man assuredly does against his will, and since he that is drawn seems to be as if forced against his will, how are we to solve this question? No man cometh unto me, except the Father that sent me draw him. If he is drawn, saith someone, he comes unwillingly. If he comes unwillingly, then he believes not, but if he believes not, neither does he come. For we do not run to Christ on foot, but by believing, nor is it by emotion of the body, but by the inclination of the heart that we draw nigh to him. This is why that woman who touched the hem of his garment touched him more than did the crowd that pressed him. Therefore the Lord said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples wondering said, "The multitude throng thee, and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" And he repeated it, "Somebody hath touched me." That woman touched, the multitude pressed. What is touched, except believed? Whence also he said to that woman that wished to throw herself at his feet after his resurrection, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to the Father. Thou thinkest me to be that alone which thou seest, touch me not. What is this? Thou supposest that I am that alone which I appear to thee, do not thus believe, that is, touch me not for I am not yet ascended to the Father. To thee I am not ascended, for thence I never departed." She touched him not while he stood on the earth, how then could she touch him while ascending to the Father? Thus, however, thus he willed himself to be touched, thus he is touched by those by whom he is profitably touched, ascending to the Father, abiding with the Father, equate to the Father. Thence also he says here, "If thou turn thy attention to it, no man cometh to me except he whom the Father shall draw." Do not think that thou art drawn against thy will. The mind is drawn also by love. Nor ought we to be afraid, lest perchance we be censured in regard to this evangelic word of the Holy Scriptures by men who weigh words, but are far removed from things, most of all from divine things, and lest it be said to us, "How can I believe with the will if I am drawn?" I say it is not enough to be drawn by the will, thou art drawn even by delight. What is it to be drawn by delight? Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. There is a pleasure of the heart to which that bread of heaven is sweet. Moreover, if it was right in the poet to say, "Every man is drawn by his own pleasure, not necessity, but pleasure, not obligation, but delight," how much more boldly ought we to say that a man is drawn to Christ when he delights in the truth, when he delights in blessedness, delights in righteousness, delights in everlasting life, all which Christ is. Or is it the case that, while the senses of the body have their pleasures, the mind is left without pleasures of its own? If the mind has no pleasures of its own, how is it said, "The sons of men shall trust under the cover of thy wings, they shall be well satisfied with the fullness of thy house, and thou shalt give them drink from the river of thy pleasure. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light." Give me a man that loves, and he feels what I say. Give me one that longs, one that hungers, one that is traveling in this wilderness, and thirsting and panting after the fountain of his eternal home, give such, and he knows what I say. But if I speak to the cold and indifferent, he knows not what I say. Such were those who murmured among themselves. "He whom the Father shall draw, saith he, cometh unto me." But what is this, "whom the Father shall draw," when Christ himself draws? Why did he say, "One the Father shall draw"? If we must be drawn, let us be drawn by him to whom one who loves says, "We will run after the odor of thine ointment." But let us, brethren, turn our minds to, and, as far as we can, apprehend how he would have us understand it. The Father draws to the Son those who believe on the Son, because they consider that God is his Father. For God begot the Son equal to himself, so that he who ponders, and in his faith feels and muses that he on whom he has believed is equal to the Father, this same is drawn of the Father to the Son. Arius believed the Son to be creature, the Father drew not him, for he that believes not the Son to be equal to the Father, considers not the Father. What sayest thou, Arius? What, O heretic, dost thou speak? What is Christ? Not very God, saith he, but one whom very God has made. The Father has not drawn thee, for thou hast not understood the Father, whose Son thou deniest, it is not the Son himself but something else that thou art thinking of. Thou art neither drawn by the Father nor drawn to the Son, for the Son is very different from what thou sayest. Photius said, Christ is only a man, he is not also God. The Father hath not drawn him who thus believes. One whom the Father has drawn says, Thou art Christ, Son of the living God. Not as a prophet, not as John, not as some great and just man, but as the only, the equal, Thou art Christ, Son of the living God. See that he was drawn, and drawn by the Father. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it to thee, but my Father who is in heaven. This revealing is itself the drawing. Thou holdest out a green twig to a sheep, and thou drawest it? Nuts are shown to a child, and he is attracted, he is drawn by what he runs to, drawn by loving it, drawn without hurt to the body, drawn by a cord of the heart. If, then, these things, which among earthly delights and pleasures are shown to them that love them, draw them, since it is true that every man is drawn by his own pleasure, does not Christ, revealed by the Father, draw? For what does the soul more strongly desire than the truth? For what ought it to have a greedy appetite, with which to wish that there may be within a healthy palate for judging the things that are true, unless it be to eat and drink wisdom, righteousness, truth, eternity? But where will this be? There better, there more truly, there more fully. For here we can more easily hunger than be satisfied, especially if we have good hope, for blessed, saith he, are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, that is here, for they shall be filled, that is there. Therefore when he had said, No man cometh unto me except the Father that sent me draw him, what did he subjoin? And I will raise him up in the last day. I render unto him what he loves, what he hopes for, he will see what, not as yet by seeing, he has believed, he shall eat that which he hungers after, he shall be filled with that which he thirsts after. Where? In the resurrection of the dead, for I will raise him up on the last day. For it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Why have I said this, O Jews? The Father has not taught you, how can you know me? For all the men of that kingdom shall be taught of God, not learn from men. And though they do learn from men, yet what they understand is given them within, flashes within, is revealed within. What do men that proclaim tidings from without? What am I doing even now while I speak? I am pouring a clatter of words into your ears. What is that that I say or that I speak, unless he that is within reveal it? Without is the planter of the tree, within is the tree's creator. He that planteth and he that watereth work from without, this is what we do. But neither he that planteth is anything, nor he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. That is, they shall be all taught of God. All who? Every one who has heard and learned of the Father cometh unto me. See how the Father draws, he delights by teaching, not by imposing a necessity. Behold how he draws, They shall be all taught of God. This is God's drawing. Every man that hath heard, and hath learned of the Father, cometh unto me. This is God's drawing. What then, brethren? If every man who has heard and learned of the Father, the same cometh unto Christ, has Christ taught nothing here? What shall we say to this, that men who have not seen the Father as their teacher have seen the Son? The Son spake, but the Father taught. I, being a man, whom do I teach? Whom, brethren, but him who has heard my word? If I, being a man, do teach him who hears my word, the Father also teach hate him who hears his word. And if the Father teach hate him that hears his word, ask what Christ is, and thou wilt find the word of the Father. In the beginning was the Word. Not in the beginning God made the Word, just as in the beginning God made the heaven and the earth. Behold how that he is not a creature. Learn to be drawn to the Son by the Father, that the Father may teach thee, hear his word. What word of him, sayest thou, do I hear? In the beginning was the Word, it is not was made, but was, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. How can men abiding in the flesh hear such a word? The Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us.